I did have to laugh this morning. I was at the church office on University, and I came out, and I drove most of the way to the theater before I remembered we were over here. Change is hard, apparently. So I want to introduce you to some folks. We've been doing this all month. They're definitely some individuals and some people that have prayed and given and sent mission teams and done different things to help us get started. Yes, Deli and I, you know, we're in a minivan and had our kids and moved across the country, but there was a lot of investment by others for Journey to happen. And so we've been trying to have you meet some of those folks. So if Daryl, you can come on up here from University Heights Church in Indianapolis. And Steve, if you could stand just so they see you. Steve's the current minister at University Heights. Why don't you welcome them, give them a hand. And this is the church I served for 8 years after seminary. And you know, when we moved from there to here to launch Journey, if we could have boxed up Daryl and his wife and his kids and brought them with us, we would have done that. They resisted that particular move. And there was that restraining order. It got a little ugly. But anyway, Daryl, I just want to let him kind of bless us. And University Heights was very gracious because when I told him, hey, I'm going to leave and go plant a church in Fairbanks, Alaska, they could have just looked at that as a minister leaving. And instead, they looked at it as, well, we're going to help. And we're going to help plant a church. And we're going to have we're going to be a parent church. And so they looked at it in the way I hoped they would. And they did. So I just want to say thank you to Daryl and let him share just a bit.
So yes, I just want to express my gratitude for your generosity in hosting us, allowing us to be here. I've been through now 49 of the continental United States and Alaska. I've seen a lot of beautiful things, but this weekend has been very special. You have a wonderful building that has been built to serve God, and what makes it a church is all of us. It is the people who celebrate and worship and praise God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that makes this place truly beautiful and truly special. And it is in a very beautiful place. The mountains, the snow. Yes, snow. I've seen a lot of snow. It's been really cold too. But I've gotten to see the Northern Lights. I've gotten to see moose. Steve chased one down the street. And Matt was in the car on standby should the moose turn around and head the other way. But it truly is amazing what God has created and what God continues to do through his faithfulness and his generosity and his grace for each of us. And I'm representing, Steve and I are representing University Heights, and we are just here to celebrate with you. And so we have a card that we've brought. This is a very unique card. This is one you won't be able to buy, but I hope you'll be able to take some time to look at it. Inside, it's been signed by a number of representatives from University Heights Christian Church. But inside the doors, it's Psalm 123:6, which is, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." So not happiness, but joy. And so we celebrate with you as you grand open your facility and continue to worship and praise and shine God's light here in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Well, give him a hand. And then we also have Mike, who was my very first boss in ministry. You can head on up. And Dennis is with him and Matthew's with him. Why don't you guys stand up just so they can see you? And they came up on mission teams. Yeah, so Mike was the very first guy I worked for. Mike's kind of ornery, I got to be honest with you. And you know, like when I showed up for the interview, they put my seat right in the middle and the elders all surrounded me like it was a hot seat and things like that. It was kind of fun. But had a great couple years with them, and they have been very gracious, sent multiple teams, and been very generous financially and prayed for us. And so just wanted to let Mike come up and say a few words.
Again, we appreciate the hospitality that you've shown us as well. Just always so good to be up here. I think it was about maybe 12 to 15 years ago when Derek gave me a call. He was at University Heights, as he said. And he said, I need you to pray for me about something. And I said, well, what's that? He said, well, I'm thinking about starting a new church. I said, man, that's a big step, Derek. And, you know, make sure that you're ready for that and everything, family and everything. You know, that's a big step. I said, okay, where? And he said, I'm thinking Alaska. When I quit laughing, he said, no, I'm serious. And we started praying. And then he went on his fast, I know that, and his prayers and so forth. And the Lord has just blessed you in a tremendous way. Someone said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Single step was when God took a young man and put into his heart this nation or this state and this city. And he took that dream between that young man and his wife and her family, and he grew it. We've watched him grow, you've watched him grow, but also you know of his heart for you, and your heart for him reaches out to us as well. We've been able to send three teams up here. The first team, we helped with over at the theater and so forth, and went door to door with some flyers and all kinds of things like that. And then the second and the third team, they said, we don't need a preacher, we're going to do something really physical. And so they came, and they did the building and so forth and helped with that. And so they went through that. But I would just, again, just encourage you to go forward, to continue to keep God first in your lives, and to remember that journey. And I'd like to pray for you, if I could at this time. Father, we thank you that you have said that you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Father, I believe that's our promise. A promise for this church journey. How appropriate is this name, Father, of a journey that we hear of constantly. Derek comes and he shares at our church and tells the stories, and he tells them with smiles, he tells them with tears. But their journeys, Father, of people finding Jesus, people coming to Jesus, people changing their lives, making life and death decisions because of him. Father, thank you. Thank you for the generosity of this church, that they love Jesus. And Father, we pray that that love would just multiply like the loaves and the fish, because we know that this community needs Jesus as well as all of our communities do. And Father, we thank you for these bright lights that you're shining. Use this building in a powerful way. Help them to always remember that it belongs to you, as they do too. We thank you, Father, for sharing with them. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We also went to that same store that the other church went to, I think, and got a card. But we would like to leave that as well. And also, we have a check that we'd like to present to Journey at this time as well.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Give him a hand. All right. Yeah, my dad, who's been in ministry since Old Testament times. I always think that's funnier than he does. But he said, you know, because I would tell him about Grassy Creek down in Kentucky, and he goes, Derek, I don't know if you should start your career with a church like that, because he said, they're so gracious and so kind. He said, it's probably going to be all downhill from there. But I have been very fortunate. It's been gracious across the board. So very, very fun. So